Pals Young Australians in Sport and Adventure by Joseph Bowes. Chapter 1. By way of introduction. Happy season of virtuous youth, when shame is still an impassable barrier, and the sacred air cities of hope have not shrunk into the mean clay hamlets of reality. And man by his nature is yet infinite and free. Carlyle. Come in over tonight, Tom. By jings, I'd like to, Joe, but Dad said this morning he was going to shell corn tonight. You know what that means. What's on? Oh. Sandy's staying in for the night. So I thought of getting Jimmy Flynn and Yellow Billy so's we could have bush rangers and stick up the coach by moonlight. If they can't come, Sandy and I'll go possumin' in the slaughterhouse paddock. I say, what a jolly lark the bushranging be. How'd you manage it, Joe? We've planned that out all right. We'd get Jimmy Flynn's billy goat cart and the billies. He'd be mailman, and it'd be gold escort day. Yellow Billy'd be the trooper. He's got a pistol. You know, he'd ride the roan steer he's broken in. Then you, Sandy, and I'd be Ben Bolt's gang. We'd do a plant in a lonely spot along the road and surprise 'em. I'd tackle Billy, you'd look after Jimmy. Sandy'd collar the mailbags and gold boxes, and then scoot with the loot. I think it'd be better to shoot Billy so's to make it a bit more real. That's what Ben Bolt'd do. But, Joe, where'd we get the guns? I'd get father's. You'd have to make believe with the nulla nulla. We could stick a